News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A small airplane headed to Olathe made an emergency landing on a highway in southwest Missouri yesterday. KSHB reports that the plane was traveling from Memphis, Tennessee, when it was forced to land on northbound U.S. 65 outside Springfield, Missouri. Two occupants in the plane were not injured. Troopers say the plane did not collide with any other vehicles on the highway, but the plane did sustain significant damage, and northbound traffic was affected. The FAA will perform an investigation. The Sedgwick County Zoo is mourning the loss of a chimpanzee born there 41 years ago. KWCH reports that Moana was euthanized after his quality of life significantly declined due to various age-related factors. Moana was born in October 1984, the first chimp ever born at the Sedgwick County Zoo. Zoo officials describe Moana as playful, laid-back, and affectionate. Kansas State University has announced plans to hold their first K-State relays this spring. Athletics Director Jane Taylor and head track and field coach Travis Gepford say the inaugural K-State relays will take place April 10th and 11th with six different relay events and seven field events. The competition will be a high school-only event, will feature a condensed schedule, and will crown both a girls' and boys' team champions. More information will be announced in the coming months. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. And the Doris Duke Foundation.
We've got partly cloudy skies, partly sunny skies. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny today. Highs around 50 degrees. Winds from the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Lows in the mid-30s tonight. For tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up at 9:35 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, we're celebrating the season KPR style. Join the folks at your favorite public radio station as we share some holiday memories and songs of the season. It's a very merry Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Mostly sunny skies, unseasonably warm temperatures this week. It does not feel much like Christmas. Highs today around 50 degrees, partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. Looking farther down in the week, we're looking at highs in the 60s, getting up to the 70s on Wednesday and on Christmas Day. It's 31 degrees in Lawrence, 36 degrees in Chanute, 30 degrees in Topeka. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
We use our smartphones for just about everything, so why not voting? An entrepreneur argues his new online voting tech could revolutionize participation in American elections.
If you don't do something and you just sit here and explain why nothing can ever work and nothing can ever change,
you are throwing in the towel on this country.
There are major risks, though. We'll talk through those and the potential upside on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on January 7th that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenterofLawrence.org.
Stay with us. We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including the Sunday Puzzle with Will Shorts. And then stay with us on KPR1 for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. And on KPR2, it's This American Life. The sound of one child's voice rings out each Christmas Eve at the Chapel of King's College in England, beginning a festival of nine lessons and carols. Join KPR Wednesday morning as we bring you a service that's been broadcast around the world for decades. A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. That's Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo hosting
Toy Club. Every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This Old House Radio Hour. And then stay with us for A Very Merry Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. We're celebrating the season, KPR style. That's all ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today with highs around 50 degrees. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. It's 35 degrees in Lawrence, 34 in Manhattan, 35 degrees in Topeka. The time is 10 o'clock. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Cold weather can turn your house into a rodent hotel. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largus. Rats and mice can squeeze through a hole the size of a dime to sneak inside. We'll show you where to look and how to shut them out for good.
Go down in the basement. Do it during the day. You can actually see daylight and look for the little holes where they have the water line running outside. Make sure you can't see daylight.
Filmmaker Ken Burns reflects on the difference between house and home and what it means to spend a lifetime anchored to one place.
When I say there's nothing better than the road back home, that is not just being on that road. It's actually turning off the car and walking around and drinking in all these things.
The right smart thermostat gives you control and peace of mind. We'll help you choose one that protects your home, not just decorates the wall. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up right after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is ratcheting up the pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Yes.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Next time on A Prairie Journal, we're celebrating the season KPR style. Join the folks at your favorite public radio station as we share some holiday memories and songs of the season.
It was almost beyond belief that I could say hello to Santa twice a day. I am the sledding expert in the state of Kansas.
Dash away, dash away, dash away all.
It's a very merry Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. We've got mostly sunny skies in our forecast for today. Highs around 50 degrees. It's 35 in Lawrence, 35 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Walking around and drinking in all these things.
That's next from This Old House Radio Hour from LAist and APM.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash their potential by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We've got more This Old House Radio Hour coming up. Then stay with us for A Very Merry Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock on KPR.
And now it's time for one last thing, my favorite tool.
Hey, Jen, it's Zach Detmore, general contractor for the show, and here's my favorite tool. It's called a bit extension. So if you've ever used a drill or an impact driver, sometimes you'll be working in tight areas where you just can't get the tool in. What this does is it basically one end goes into your drill or impact driver and the other end has sort of a opening that will grab a bit similar to the one on an impact driver. And you can get these as small as 3 inches and as long as 24 inches. But I find a 12-inch one is the perfect size. Sometimes you need to drill a hole behind something and you can't get the drill into the corner, doesn't fit. So buying a bit extension and keeping it with your drill and impact driver, I believe, is a super good investment. And I think it's like a sub-$20 tool. It's a lifesaver.
We'll see you next week on This Old House Radio Hour. Our show is distributed by and co-produced by LAist Studios and APM, American Public Media. This Old House Radio Hour was created and produced by Ember 20. Listen to new episodes of the podcast every Tuesday on your app of choice. You can follow This Old House on all the socials at This Old House, all one word. We'll see you next week. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next on KPR, it's A Very Merry Prairie Journal. We're celebrating the season KPR style. From the folks on the air to the folks behind the scenes at Kansas Public Radio, we've got an hour of holiday musings, songs of the season, and much more. That's coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 11 o'clock.
If my days, instead of counting my baby.
A Very Merry Prairie Journal will continue right after this. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world. Through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservation and tickets at topekazoo.org. We've got lots more Very Merry Prairie Journal coming up, including a very special rendition of Blue Christmas. That and so much more ahead in the next half hour of A Very Merry Prairie Journal on KPR. Welcome back to from the University of Kansas. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. While you're at our website, you can also listen to A Very Merry Prairie Journal on demand. It's available right now at our website. You can also hear an encore broadcast of Prairie Journal at 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2 and a special encore presentation on Christmas night at 7 p.m. on KPR2. KPR2 is 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, or on the KPR app, and again at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. All kinds of holiday programs are available on Kansas Public Radio this month, from A Very Merry Prairie Journal to Holiday Vespers and a Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. There's a lot to enjoy this month on Kansas Public Radio. Check out all of our holiday programming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon, highs around 50 degrees. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. Unseasonably warm temperatures through the week, with high temperatures in the 50s and 60s, even getting up to the 70s on Wednesday and Thursday. Under cloudy skies, it's 45 degrees in Lawrence, 44 in Emporia, 45 in Manhattan. This is KPR.